Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Coleman, and Peter Ueberroth have been getting a lot of television exposure, but chances are you don't know very much about the rest of the candidates on California's recall ballot. Many of the 135 names on the list are people who've never run for office and are using this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make their views known. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
It's not often that with just $3,500 and 65 signatures that a person has the chance to run the most populous state in the nation. And so, thought 42-year-old Jack Lloyd Grisham, why not give it a shot? The Independent Party candidate is the lead singer of the punk band True Sounds of Liberty. Although he's quite active in his community, Grisham never thought he'd run for public office. When he first entered the race, he says he did it as a joke.
I mean, my politics up until that point was just F the government. Do you know what I mean? I never had done anything other than complain.
But soon, the Orange County father of two became serious about his candidacy. He's campaigning for health care and immigration reform and says he'd make a great governor because he's a regular guy. Grisham says giving everyone a chance to run for governor is one of the best things to happen to democracy since Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson had said something about wanting a revolution every 100 years and just, you know, wiping this all out. And this was like that chance.
Ironically, while the fall election may be a golden opportunity to express his political views, Grisham will be voting no on the recall itself. That's because he thinks it's an attempt by wealthy Republicans to overthrow Gray Davis. Candidate Cheryl Bly Chester couldn't disagree more. The Republican single mother from Northern California says this state is in big need of change, and she's just the woman for the job. If elected, she'd balance the budget by allowing taxpayers to make charitable contributions to the state.
A farmer can give money to water subsidies. An art patron can give money to art programs. You can give money to your local county because counties get money from the state.
Like most minor candidates, Chester doesn't have much to spend on her candidacy, so she's relying primarily on coverage in the press and a website to wage her campaign. Ronald Jason Palmieri has plenty of cash, but the Democratic candidate won't be spending it to get elected. Palmieri has no desire to become governor. The litigation lawyer from Los Angeles says he only wants to make a point.
My message is vote no on the recall and do not vote for me.
Palmieri says he's proud to be the first openly gay Democratic candidate for governor in the U.S.
I want the Democratic Party and the Democratic community, and especially the gay community, to understand the rights that are at stake and that gay rights could be pushed back decades if the wrong person is elected.
It's unclear what effect candidates like Grisham, Chester, and Palmieri will have on the outcome of the election, says Jack Pitney, professor of government at Claremont McKenna College. But Pitney says when it comes to making a point, there's almost no better way to do it than running for governor.
Because when you're a candidate for office, you get invited to candidate forums. Newspapers ask you to submit your positions. And it's a very cost-effective way of leveraging attention.
The only problem, Pitney says, with more than 100 people getting their message out, it's hard to hear any one voice loud and clear. That's why a bipartisan coalition of minor candidates throughout the state has begun to form. The group will meet this weekend to discuss ways to get their messages out to voters. And just because they're not celebrity candidates won't mean they won't be talking about Hollywood, too. Recently, a number of the minor candidates have begun debating whether to accept an invitation from Jay Leno to appear on The Tonight Show. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.